I grew up in a small cow town in Midwest Ohio, just above Dayton, Ohio, a little town called Sidney, Ohio, which I'm very proud of to be from.
Now, how old or how young were you actually when you first engaged in music? Did you pick up an instrument, sit down to a piano?
It was kind of funny. My mom and dad got me a toy ukulele for my fifth Christmas. And it's sort of that old cliche. It was like duck to water.
And you started writing songs, composing at a pretty early age.
Yeah.
Right?
I got a box of Alphabits when I was 9 years old. And at that time, I don't know if you remember, sometimes they would put these cutout 45 records on the back of the cereal boxes. And at this time, it was the Archies. They were a big cartoon at that point. And so I hated Alphabits, but I wanted the Archies record. So I talked my mom and dad into getting me the cereal. I cut it out, and it was Sugar. Sugar, da-da-da-da-da-da, that tune. And so I played that, and I thought, well, that's not a very difficult tune. I can do this. So I wrote my first tune from listening to the Archies.
That's great. Now, where'd you go on to school to learn how to do what you now do for a living?
I graduated from Sidney High School in 77, and my mom and dad were forward enough thinking to give me a little bit of flexibility and a little bit of room, because at the time I was really writing and recording. I had my own little makeshift recording studio in the basement. So I wanted to continue that, and I had a band, and so I kind of experimented with music for the next 2 years. And at the end of that 2 years is when I decided, you know, it's time to go to college. So I went to Ohio University first. And then I started doing a lot more work because I got a job at Kings Island performing there. And started doing a lot more work, so I decided I would transfer to University of Cincinnati, CCM, just so I could, you know, continue to work for the company and still go to school.
And then how did it that transition then into writing for CBS and for Disney?
It's kind of a silly story, but I was sitting in a darkened theater watching E.T., and we got to the end of the movie with the big crescendo and the whole thing. And when I heard Williams' score in that film, that was the pivotal point where I went, I want to do this. You know, and for a kid at that age, I mean, I had no idea what the path was to try to be a film composer. So, I started out just like everyone else, writing commercials. You know, usually you start off with radio spots. Those tend to lead into television spots. You take those and you parlay those into other things, you know, for people to listen to and somebody to give you a chance. And for me, my chance was I got my first animated feature called The Christmas Story Keepers. The main composer who usually does that series was not available. So I got the call because I had demoed out some songs and for that particular series.
And that's key, isn't it?
Yes.
To get yourself out there.
Yeah. Take any gig you can get. And it doesn't matter where you are in your career, whether you're writing music or selling widgets, you're never too big to do anything.
So it's an investment, actually.
Yeah, it was an investment. It's a business investment. And I think that's where a lot of artists fall short. They don't look at this as a business. It's about the art. Yeah, it is about the art, but it's also a chess game for me. It's how I'm going to move this pawn over to this square that's going to enable me to move my bishop to this point to get to the queen or the king. So, I mean, it's business. It's always business. And it always has been since I was young.